Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. One of the biggest conversations I have with clients is what to give away for free and what to charge for. It usually goes something like this. Client says, but I love doing this and I really want this as a revenue stream in my business model. And I say, well, okay, but here's the path down that road. And then they say, oh, bummer. Now, let's go down that road for a second. Let's say the client heeded my advice and dropped what they love to do. Now, you know what happens next. The desire to do that thing sticks around. It becomes a disappointment that spreads not only to the overall market strategy, but also to implementing other campaigns. After a while, the whole thing just isn't emotionally satisfying, which means the first sign of trouble, and we bail. But here's the deal. Just because something is unprofitable doesn't mean you can't do it. You can decide to do something just because you want to. It's called freedom. The complexity comes in when you believe that you have to charge money for it. Now, here are two things that those free labors of love can give you, though. First up, a loss leader. For example, if you want to do online courses for the masses, make it a free introductory course. Use the format to introduce your approach. You can also use this as a targeted door opener to issue personal invites. If done right, loss leaders can be a great lead generator. Second, a brand awareness campaign. Now, we all know the value of word of mouth. So let's do what we love to spread the word. As I noted in the post, passion can be the it factor. Nothing positions you as the go-to resource better than gusto. Now, here's what I've learned the hard way. Labors of love have a business case too. Money is not the only value here. Intangibles matter. So the next time you want to ditch doing something you love, ask yourself, can I get something besides money from this? Chances are you can. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.